I want to welcome brothers John and Paul Stephanopoulos to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm welcome.
Good. I'm good. Your family, right, has been here for a really substantial period of time, right?
Yeah, we're going over 5 decades now.
So wow. I guess that counts.
Mythology.
That's John. And in addition to 9 different Four Brothers restaurants, you also own a drive-in in Armenia, the Four Brothers Drive-In. And I understand you've recently opened a new Greek-style restaurant called House of Stephas in Millbrook.
That's yeah. Correct. We also own the Boathouse in Lakeville, Connecticut, and the Millerton Inn, which is a 11-room inn and a restaurant in Millerton, New York as well.
And the Chatham House in Chatham, New York.
How do you have time to even stop by here? How do you guys take off weekends, or do you take care of yourself, or are you always working? How do you? That's a lot of businesses. I know maybe there's a bunch more of you brothers. I don't know.
There's some family involved, we love what we do, and I don't think we can do anything else. We just love the pressure. We love the drive and speaking to customers.
Yeah, it's part of our lifestyle. It's right. Like 7 days a week. We love to be a part of the community, and this is a thrill for us.
Oh, I bet. I mean, you've been doing it all your life probably, right? Even when you were kids, you were probably knocking around. And
exactly.
So you've got the 9 Four Brothers pizza restaurants, and one, of course, I know is close by here. It's in Rhinebeck. But now we did mention that you have a new spot in Millbrook. Is it currently open already?
Yeah, so we opened 7 months ago on June 4th of 2025.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And it was a 3-year project. It was a deep, deep vision that we had for bringing something that was very different to the area. And we were just inspired by hospitality and just putting all of our love and energy and passion into doing something really special. So honoring our Greek heritage, honoring the Hudson Valley and the bounty that it has that we're so grateful for, and pushing the limits of what's possible with Greek dining.
Okay, that's John. And Paul, what do you want to say?
What I want to add is that we wanted to revive genuine hospitality and the art of good service, great bartending, you know, great food in a really, really well-designed restaurant that has intention. So, you know, we travel all over the world. We've been from Casablanca to Paris, whatever, you know, to LA, everywhere. Certain places only really stuck out to us, ones that were, how do you say it, just very genuine and
real. And so for us, like,
authentic
experience,
authentic, but you know, a lot of things can be authentic, you know, and anything mm-hmm. can be set authentic, but a lot of the care in terms of the guest was always lost. There's always one thing lost, either the food, the atmosphere, or the service. So we said, you know what, we're gonna go for all three, and we're gonna do a hole in one.
And and like for us, it was, you know, doing something that's not synthetic or transactional, and hospitality is what really excites us. And, you know, everyone's really in it. You know, whatever they're doing these days, mostly, I don't want to speak for everybody, but a lot of it is about the money. It's about what's the end goal.
And it makes sense, right? Because, I mean, running a restaurant is financially really, really challenging, really risky. Today's hot spot is tomorrow's, you know, forgotten memory or something like that. I mean, to keep that passion and that energy going constantly year after year, that's a huge thing. But you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we do and we don't. And I think there's a beauty in that, because you know so much, but we wanted to go outside of our comfort zone and what we were doing. Mm-hmm. We're used to certain things, and mm-hmm. we said, look, we're gonna shoot to make a big difference in hospitality and Greek cuisine and in the Hudson Valley, and we're gonna do something that's different and special.
I'm talking with brothers Paul and John Stephanopoulos, who not only own the Four Brothers Peach restaurants, but also the Armenia Drive-In, or the Four Brothers Armenia Drive-In, as well as a new restaurant in Millbrook. It's called House of Steffes. What do you hope people take away, or what have people taken away in the best of circumstances when they leave House of Steffes?
For us, it was like coming into our home. It's making people feel very welcome and taken care of. Where the occupancy reads in our restaurant, you know, 160, it would typically say occupants. For us, it's aristocrats. Our dream when we were standing in there in this abandoned building is what it was for 8 years. We were standing in the entrance and we said, no matter what we build here, we want to lift people up, make them feel really good. So it didn't matter what really the concept was. The vehicle is food and service, and our end goal is to make people have fun, enjoy their life, and us to be a part of that.
I like that.
That's great.
But I agree 100%. You're hired. But what I want to...
Yes, Paul.
I guess the good... to leave better than you came in 100%, but to feel comfort in knowing that there's two people here in this world that are restoring exceptional hospitality, and to understand that Greek cuisine can be different than the tavern traditional gyro Greek salad concepts. Greek cuisine can be really hot again, you know, and we're going to bring it hot.
Well, I have to say it's clear you guys bring a passion and a commitment that is very, very unique and welcome. And I have no doubt that the House of Steffes is going to be a great success for you guys. And I cannot wait to get over there. And I have to ask you guys to promise that, you know, on your next visit, that you'll bring some samples. Or maybe I should do the next one live from the restaurant.
We will. We do that.
Should do that, actually, now that I think about it.
We wanted to add that, you know, you said about the takeaway. So there's like the sort of the fourth dimensional takeaway, which is the feeling that we'll give you. But
exactly.
When we designed the restaurant, we designed it in a very unorthodox way, where typically it's a singular concept that you'll go.
So wait a minute. Are you saying it's unorthodox Greek? Sorry, couldn't resist.
It's still Greek Orthodox, but so we typically restaurants are, they'll have a bar and the main dining area, and there's a private room. The way we designed this restaurant was to not be so direct. It has a lot of dynamic spaces that allow for different types of experiences. For instance, the dessert room, or different terraces and nooks in the building that are more intimate. So you can come in for a dessert, a glass of wine, a mezze, or a full sort of feast of the gods, if you wish. And then also what's really unique, and especially to Greek cuisine, and especially to our area, is we have this really special 4-seat raw bar area that we call Poseidon's Palace, and that's where all of our fish is on display and all of our seafood on ice. And what's really cool is that on Saturdays, you can reserve to have a real, you know, our chef presenting and creating this omakase experience, which is like the Aegean Odyssey is what we call it. And it's a really special in-the-moment creation, 10-course plus tasting menu, and it's something exciting, because it's really the first ever for the Greek cuisine and for our area. So we're really proud of that.
Yeah, like you can spontaneously stop by and just whimsically have whatever is, you know, whatever you have a taste for at the moment. That sounds like a really nice, welcoming way to have a relationship with the restaurant.
Yeah, and it ties the community together, because, you know, you think of a place that you want to go, and a lot of times you'll go there because they have this one great thing, but in Greece or in most European countries, sort of the restaurants are that third space or the second space in your life. And you can go there and you know, you meet. For us, it's maybe coffee shops these days. But restaurants, the way that we perceive House of Steffes is to be this place that is your friend for many different occasions. You can come in for, you know, these meetings or get together, or, you know, it's just like your spot, and you could just be there. And we love that.
All right. Well, guys, let's do a part two in Millbrook, maybe this spring. What do you think?
Yeah, we're ready for you.
I would love that. Okay. Well, and lastly, is there like a central place, or maybe you got maybe the House of Steffes is on Instagram, or where should people go to check out more information and details?
Yeah, House of Steffes is going to be on Instagram, just how you say it and how we think about it, House of Steffes. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram.
I'm so worried about mispronouncing. You have no idea, but go ahead.
I know, right? And that's with an F, single F, not PH.
Good point.
Right.
Yeah, that Resi's the same way, a reservation platform.
Walk-ins are welcome. And our website's houseofstephos.com. And we're updating it, so there's certain events that we have coming up, and you'll be able to check there for that.
We are going to be going down to New York City on the 30th of January for the James Beard Foundation dinner.
Oh, right.
That's right.
On the platform there. So that's very exciting, and we're very happy to be representing Millbrook in the community.
Well, I just wish you guys a great 2026 with the restaurant and all the businesses you're doing. And we'll make it over to Amenia as well this summer and enjoy some films and events over at the Amenia Drive-In. Thank you guys so much for coming on Tasting Tuesdays.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you so much for having us
here. 98.1
KZE.